providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to be focusing a bit more on precious metal stocks and some of the maybe nuanced opportunities that we are seeing in these stocks. We are chatting with Jayant Bhandari, private investor and consultant to a lot of well-known large investors in the resource space. Now, Jayant, we talked to you a lot about different stocks. You drive the whole way down into some of the even smaller resource stocks when it comes to finding opportunities, either dislocations in value or also arbitrage opportunities. That's where we're going to start here. You've outlined a number of arbitrage opportunities for us before, and just to bring people up to date, an arbitrage opportunity is where some sort of a transaction has come. So a takeover is announced, but the takeover price, especially when it's a share for share transaction, is not connecting to what the acquirer's share price is. So you can skim off 5, 10, even 20% on some of these transactions, but you do need to be nimble with your trades. Jayant, let's start off with this arbitrage opportunity that you are seeing right now. Please take us through it.
So, Corey, a company called Gold Resource, the ticker is G-O-R-O in the U.S., is merging with a company called Aquila Resources, and the ticker of Aquila is A-Q-A. A-Q-A trades in Canada. And what's going to happen is that this merger is expected to be completed in about 5 weeks' time. GORO is trading at about $1.60. Each shareholder of Aquila Resources will get 0.0399 share of GORO, which means that the value that Aquila shareholder will get for each share of Aquila is about 8 cents Canadian. So what I said was that you have to multiply the share price of GORO with 0.0399 and then the conversion rate from US to Canada, and that gives you about 8 cents. Now you can today get Aquila for 7 cents. That gives you a 14% arbitrage upside. Now, for a lot of people, 14% upside over a period of 5 months is probably not very sexy enough. But what they have to do is to annualize that upside to see how much upside it offers you on annualized basis, which means that were you to roll this money into similar arbitrages going forward for a year, how much money you would be able to make. You would end up with 250% of the money that you invest at 7 cents today in Aquila Resources. Now, as I have always talked with you in the past, when I do any arbitrage calculation, I then want to know whether the underpinning merged entity will have value as well or not. So often there is not much value in the merged entity, and then I abstain from investing in those companies. What's happening with Gold Resource is that Gold Resource has a new management. I met the management at the Denver Gold Show in Colorado Springs last month. And I came out reasonably pleased with the management. I think they are a very professional group of people. However, I did my calculations on the underpinning value of GORO. And I think GORO is a bit expensive. Now, I know a lot of people like to invest in silver companies anyway, and they might want to overpay for it. I don't like doing it. So my strategy is that given the fact that the merged entity, in my view, will be expensive, what I'm doing is that I'm buying Aquila Resources at 7 cents and I'm short selling Gold Resource at $1.65, which gives me about 15 to 16% arbitrage upside, and it books the upside for me. Now I have to pay borrow fee for about 4 or 5 weeks, which I'm happy to pay. That might undercut my arbitrage upside by, let's say 1 or 2 or 3%, but I'm very happy to make about 12 to 13% upside and book that upside. Now, the only risk in this that will be left for me is that the merger might not go through. And I have talked with people about it. I have looked at who owns the two different companies, and I am reasonably sure that the merger will go ahead. So I'm taking a very safe, very low risk for booking what is going to likely provide me 150% annualized upside.
Giant, I find this topic to be very interesting. And yes, you are kind of our arbitrage guru here on the site, so I always like getting your take on these. But two questions I have out of this. One is, when you're looking at these arbitrage opportunities, and you do like the scenario where the merged company may be a 1+1=3 scenario, do you hang on to the stock in that scenario? And then the second question would be, do you think that in this particular one that you're mentioning, that Gold Resource Corp may have a higher valuation still because previous to this merger that they're doing, they just did a spin out of their Nevada assets into Fortitude Gold. And I think they're still carrying a heavier weighting from when they actually had all those Nevada assets wrapped up with them. So now they've spun out a company and they're merging another one. So I think it's interesting you're shorting this one. Do you think that's why Goro Gold Resource has that higher valuation right now? And then if it wasn't this scenario, if it was just a generic scenario, would you sometimes hang on to the merged entity?
Well, of course, when I do a valuation of the underpinning assets of a merged entity, and if I think the upside that that company offers me is more than just the arbitrage upside, I hang on to it. I can hang on to it for another 2 or 3 years. I actually own several companies which I got invested into because of arbitrage opportunities, and then I carried on investing in those companies because I started to see upsides, inherent upsides in those companies. So yes, I hold on to such companies, but that's not going to happen with Goro. And the reason, as I said, is that I think it's a rather expensive company in my view. Their yearly profit, in my view, is about is less than 10 cents a year American. And it's trading at about $1.60 American. For me, that's like P by E of about 16. And I don't like it. I don't like that kind of overvaluation that I see, particularly when I know that the scope to expand the project is probably not very good. So I want to short sell Goro for now. If my view changes about Goro and Goro goes up, I might actually buy it at a higher price. But my buying price must offer me upside on inherent valuation basis.
Absolutely. I think all investors need to consider that when investing in any stock, even outside of an arbitrage opportunity. What about any other stocks, Giant, that have caught your eyes maybe at some of the recent conferences you were at, please?
So I met Riverside Resources, says John Mark at Beaver Creek Show, and I talk with him quite often. This is a company I have owned for a very long time. I quite like John Mark. I like his team. And of course, the company hasn't given a huge amount of returns to its shareholders, although they did spin out one company early this year to the shareholders, which might have made money for some shareholders. But this is an interesting company. It's a project generation company, and you really have to invest in such companies and forget about them, because when they hit something good, you will have an upside. Otherwise, you just sit through those companies. Now, Riverside is trading at 13 cents. The market capitalization is less than $10 million, and they have more than $5 million in cash. And this is an interesting thing with Riverside Resources. They have a lot of cash and they have raised a minimal amount of money over the last many years, which means that the brokers are not interested in the company. The company doesn't get promoted by salesmen at brokers. Now, Riverside has hence enterprise value of only $5 million. And they have a very interesting agreement with BHP. BHP is going to spend about $6.5 million American dollars over the next 1 or 2 years drilling a couple of projects with Riverside. And Riverside gets to keep 10% of that money as management fees, which also means that if you look at the profit and loss account of Riverside Resources, many times there is actually no G&A expense of Riverside overall, because the expenses that they do comes back to them as revenue. So that's an interesting thing about it. Now, they not only get 10% fee, they also get to retain 20% of projects that they work on with PHP. And of course, as often happens, PHP will not be interested in smaller projects, in which case those smaller projects stay on with Riverside for free, 100%. So from my perspective is that enterprise value is $5 million. Management is are a bunch of people I like. They have an interesting agreement with PHP, which gives me a good underpinning financial valuation of what's going into the ground. And they have a lot of projects in the US, Canada, and Mexico, which might provide me an upside. What I like about John Mark is that he regularly churns through projects. He does not continue to hold on to projects that have come to be proven as useless. So that's something I like about generative companies. But again, you don't know when this share price will go up. My guess is it should go up by 30 to 50% anyway for traders who are listening to this, but I prefer to just buy and hold this. What happened recently is that one of the major shareholders dumped his position of Riverside. For whatever reason, he wanted to sell it. He's out of it. But I continue to like Riverside, particularly at 13 cents.
Well, Giant, this brings up an interesting topic on the prospect generator model itself. So when you're investing in prospect generators, yes, their G&A is very low because the partner companies are putting forth most of the money to drill and explore. They're the companies that have the teams doing all the on-the-ground work. And so the prospect generator has the benefit of somebody else spending money on their projects. But they also don't get as much upside if there is a discovery. So how do you like to play these companies? Because they can sit dormant for a while, and if there is a big discovery, some of them may decide, hey, you know, if they make the discovery themselves, they'll keep that project. But then if a partner project has a big discovery on it, they will get a little love. But is your goal with these to see them eventually turn these percentages, like this 10% percentage they'd have with BHP, turn that into a royalty of some sort? Or do you like it where they just keep a stake in a number of projects and just have a diversified basket?
So Shad, what I do is to do valuation of these companies at any point of time, at any specific time. Now, I am actually not a big fan of prospect generation companies. I think the whole thing, the propaganda, what I call propaganda, that these companies use other people's money is actually mathematically erroneous, as you rightly, Shad, explained in just what you said. Because not, of course, other people spend the money, but they also get to keep most of the projects. So these prospect generation companies are not necessarily living off other people's money. Now, what I do is that I only rarely, very rarely invest in prospect generation companies, and Riverside has been one of my holdings. And as I just explained to you right now, that the valuation is so attractive to me right now. I think this 13 cent stock should go up by 30 to 50% in a normal market, and I hope to see that over the next few weeks. So just for trading purposes, it looks attractive to me. But again, the downside support is so good that I don't see a loss coming my way right now. And one thing that I have learned, that I learned in 2011, was to protect my capital, and I see that protection in Riverside Resources. Now, you said the right thing. What do I want to see them doing? Converting in these their ownership into royalties or something else? I don't think much about it because I leave that to the management, because management is supposed to know better about negotiations on those projects, and they are supposed to know better about the projects themselves than I do. So I don't get involved in those things, don't want to worry much about it, as long as I trust the management and as long as I see underpinning value and a good downside support. And that's how I go about investing in these companies. Now, just to conclude, one of my big win was Arwix Ventures, which had this Long Canyon project, and they merged with finally, and the project ended up with Newmont. That made us a lot of money, and we ended up investing in that company on the simple fact that the underpinning value was so good, even if they had a minimal ownership on the project, that we were very happy to invest in it. So we just do valuation based on what they own and whether that valuation gives us enough upside based on the share price that's available at that point of time.
Thanks for your insights on Riverside there, Giant. I had the company on mostly through last year, walking through some of these new agreements that they had signed and a number of their other projects. They are well diversified, but yeah, for project generators or prospect generators, really comes down to somebody making a discovery and those companies building up royalty portfolios and then turning into royalty companies from some of their internal projects that they generated. So hopefully they will find something in the drill program and hopefully that turns into a mine for that company. But they have done a good job of keeping their share structure very tight. Giant, just as a final concluding comment here, how aggressive are you being right now with your investments? Clearly, this market continues to be under pressure. We have seen some life day to day in these stocks, but overall, unfortunately, it has very much been a two steps back, one step forward for a lot of these stocks as they continue to drift. And now we are seeing some very cheap valuations, some companies trading for cash in the bank. How aggressive are you right now?
This is the time I'm the most aggressive. This is when I have a lot of opportunities and very little cash. I'm using up my cash very rapidly. And in fact, I just agreed to give a lot of my cash to a company that is raising money right now. So I will have used up every single penny that I have for investment purposes in my portfolio.
Okay. Well, that is saying something there, Giant, because I know how defensive you can be when you think valuations are too high. And now clearly valuations have very much been washed out. Giant, great having you on the show. Everybody, thank you for tuning in on this weekend show. Please go back throughout the week, listen to those daily editorials, and please keep up to date with Shad and I through email, flex@kereport.com and shad@kereport.com. Giant, everyone else, I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much.